Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Just talking about other podcasts behind their back.
Yeah, wonderful.
Welcome to Crypts of Corn Podcast. I am the great and insightful Mr. E.
I am J Clone 87, but just the way you said that, I mean, it sounded like it was bad.
No, we were literally talking about Justin Ryan and Lance from AI and how much we love those guys.
The way you said it, though, it's like, yeah, just talking about behind their back.
Yeah. No, yeah. I truly love all those guys. They're so awesome. And they all check on us. You know what? I think at least once a week I get a text from the whole crew.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? We're still up at Ronald McDonald. The twins are still not here yet, which is a good thing, depending on when you're hearing this.
Waiting is the hardest part.
Is it?
Every day you get one more yard, is that what he says?
You take
it on faith, you take it to the heart. But waiting is the hardest part.
Real quick.
Oh.
Check out, see if the tickets available for the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Woo!
Link below.
October 5th.
Get your tickets. Limited tickets, October 5th
in
and
Ohio.
The 4th. They'll be for the ticket holders.
Yes, the 4th and the 5th. Ooh, special announcement coming.
Yeah, remember, you don't need tickets for the vendors and craft market. Just show up for that.
Yeah, that part's
go
free.
Go shop.
Tickets are only for speakers and the attending the Friday night
special
mm-hmm. meeting with
the
speakers and the other special treat we have for you all.
The treat. Atlas always does that.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Check that out. T-shirt contest still going on. Get your entries in by June 15th. I'm super excited. We recorded this right after the other one, so I haven't got any entries turned in yet as of recording this.
Oh, T-shirts?
Yeah. But as people I've talked to that are interested in doing it.
Working on some.
Yeah, I'm super excited because I love all their arts.
Yeah.
You know, but so it's really neat. Yeah. So we're going to cover another listener story. I think this is my last one I have in the bag. So please, everybody, if you'd like to submit a written version of your encounter, whether, I don't care if it's ghost, UFO, paranormal, like cryptid, just weird stuff.
Yeah, anything,
you know?
Weird or, you know, exciting, fun, scary, just life experiences out in nature.
There you go. If a tree talked to you one time, I want to know.
Yeah, I want to hear what he had to say.
I mean, we've had people come on the show talk about trees standing up and walking away.
Yeah. And then turns out it was a guy in a ghillie suit, but we wanted to have something else. No, I'm just kidding.
Like,
no, that didn't. You were right.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about Lucas today. I don't think I've done this one yet. If I have, I'm apologizing. I just read it, some of it again, and I don't remember talking about this.
Okay.
Because I think I would have brought this up beforehand.
Well, I'll remind if I recognize it.
Yeah, yeah, right. You don't know 90% of it. You'd be like, we should do an episode of this. I'm like, we have.
I don't know what we talked about yesterday.
All right. So it goes with, hello, Justin and Jay. My name is Lucas, and I'm 20 years old from Flagstaff, Arizona. I have had three major events of high strangeness in the woods in historical areas around my state. Much like Justin, I grew up in a house with very much held some entities. Before I continue, a couple people have said that I change voices when I read. The reason is if I don't read slow, I will mess up words.
Yeah. There's a big difference between you reading and free-flowing, talking information out of your brain. Because if no one's here to really see it. But 90% of the stuff he says is not written down at all.
I got bullet points a lot of the times.
Right. But when you're just talking, it's not.
Yeah.
It's just you talking. And so it flows.
So you can hear the difference.
When you're reading, it's difficult.
All right. So I just wanted to clarify that because screw you guys. I've heard whispers I couldn't understand in the middle of the night, seen shadows of people walking clearly from the kitchen to my front door, although the one in particular seemed to be a hat man in the scariest moment and the start of the interest in the subject of cryptids was a sleep paralysis event in which I awoke to see a monkey, quote, head protruding through my window staring at me. A monkey head through his window staring at him.
I'd imagine, like, you know, Bigfooty, something like that.
Okay. That's not the picture I got in my head, but
okay,
that's fine. Where was I? Sorry. At first, it appeared to be like a shadowy head. And after some time, I worked up the courage to get out of bed and walk to my light switch. The head followed my movement, and when I flicked the light on, the head appeared to be a mix between a gorilla and a gibbon and a human face. And it was smiling at me.
Ooh.
Gorilla, gibbon, human.
Smiling. Well, it would either be frightening or like, huh. No, like kind of charming.
No, it's not charming.
Like, oh, hey.
We're the only primate that smiles for good reasons.
Right.
So anything that's primate-like that's smiling at you.
But what if it's like a really welcoming, inviting smile?
Not
with big chiclet teeth.
Yeah, with big chiclet
like
teeth.
Harry and the Andersons.
I'm imagining fangs, gibbon, gorilla.
Yeah, like, I know, right? I guess I'm just picturing it like...
It's just showing you where you're going.
I just think he's nice. He's like, hey!
Well, yeah, you would, because I've seen you almost be abducted by people.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't remember.
Several different times, actually, now that I'm really thinking about it. And you're just like, oh, these guys are just nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty naive.
Not naive, trusting.
Or that, yeah.
You're very smart. You're just very trusting of people. Like, oh, I got something to show you. Oh, cool. Let's go.
Yeah, I want to see.
I want to see.
Free candy?
You could do the same thing with me in a moonshine bottle, so.
Well, true.
But I'm like, is that real moonshine? I got to have a taste. In full panic and possibly in shock, I then walked back to my bed and got back in and continued to stare at the face. After some time again, I got up and walked to the stairs just outside the door, and the head again followed me, screaming for my parents to end, or the entire time I had walked to their room. The time it took me to get my parents, the head had disappeared, and I don't remember if it removed the screen, but I do remember, but I had been notorious for it. But if it was in there, that the fact that the window was about 15 feet off the ground was the reason my dad's reasoning for a child's overactive imagination, not long after watching the Planet Earth episode with my dad into the gibbons howling and the zoomed in on the face, I immediately went into a panic, and all the events in the house, I count as one of the events, the difference in the other two major events had happened while hunting. So before I continue, that was a lot.
Yeah.
So he goes back into, he turns back off the light, goes back into bed. The head's still there.
Right.
He finally, he's like, okay, it's
not
real.
Going away. Yeah.
Screams for his parents the whole time, gets them, brings it in, brings her parents in. Dad's like overactive imagination. He's saying he doesn't remember if the screen was still in the window or not.
Right.
He says if it was, that would make sense why Dad was thinking overactive imagination, because, you know, how could a monkey stick its head through the window when there's a screen still there?
Right.
He said, nevertheless, though, it's 15 foot off the ground.
So it was sticking its head into the window?
It was in this house.
Wow, okay. It's smiling. Yeah, that's friendly. That's inviting.
No, it's not.
Hey.
But the monkey stuff is just weird. Like, no. You get devil monkey ideas, but they normally have snouts.
And
this sounds like a very flat face. Both gibbons, gibbons, gorillas, and humans have flat faces for primates. So it doesn't, like, devil monkey is the one. The monkey thing is weird. Devil monkeys have a snout most of the time. I've never really heard of them not having a somewhat of a snout.
Like,
whether it's like canid snout or
they're,
you know,
like
baboon.
Baboon-like ones, yeah.
Mandrills.
But what, and this is taking place in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Flagstaff.
Okay. Aren't the quote unquote Bigfoot in that area like the tall, skinny guys?
Yeah, there's a lot of yeah. Arizona, the mountain ranges, they have weird Bigfoot. As in, very thin. Everybody should check out Sasquatch and the Missing Man, because Wes Garmer, when he describes his encounter, you know, he's seen three different types of Bigfoot.
Yeah,
like the thin, tall one, the football player, like, you know, the more the type that I see.
Yeah,
and then like the little one, they're like a crackhead in the trees is how he's describing it.
Wow,
all jittery in its movements, like its movements weren't making sense.
Was there? That's probably like different. When they have different body plans, like we do, like endomorph, ectomorph. Isn't that what it's called? Like the endomorph people are the big boned, wide built ectomorphs, like the skinny frames.
I don't know what you're talking about for that.
Like that's human human body, like frames. Like an endomorph is like a wide body person.
That's not what those words mean, but that's okay.
It doesn't?
Or at least that's not the definition I know of.
Well, now I need to look, because I'm reaching back to like biology.
Ecto and endo, you know, is warm blooded, cold blooded.
Oh, well, I still think it's something like that.
It could be. I'm just saying that the definitions that I know relating to those
doesn't
are
comply.
Warm-blooded, cold-blooded.
Gotcha. Here we go. Ectomorph body type is a body type that is tall and slim with narrow shoulders.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that's one of them. Endomorphs are wide, and then there's one in the middle, like normal, basically.
You're none of those.
I'd probably be ectomorph. I'm not tall, but I'm
sure
thin.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
So he starts screaming when he's seen the gibbon, you know, on planet Earth later on, a couple weeks later.
Oh, so he saw that on TV after?
After, and started freaking out. Sorry, there's no periods in the sentence.
Okay.
So, it's just weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
What we talked about with that, with all the alien movies that came out in the 90s, that abductees that didn't know they were abductees.
Right.
They seen the aliens, like, what was it? Was it the fifth kind?
Close Encounters with the Third Kind.
Third Kind.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and they seen, like, the quote-unquote accurate depictions of the Greys.
Yeah.
And people absolutely, like...
went nuts.
Like, just, like, one... like, it was just weird, you know, people that had... whether they had abductee experiences or not, but they blocked it off. So, it's very similar to that. Panic attack, all events to the house I could count as one event despite the difference... is that the other two major events happened while I was hunting. I have a long-winded, not-so-eventful, horse-sized hyena creature chasing elk 70 miles directly south of Twin Arrows Casino. So that's one of the things. He had a horse-sized hyena creature chasing an elk.
That's insane.
70 miles directly south of Twin Arrows Casino.
That's insane.
So... how big is the horse? Are we talking like draft horse, paint horse, mini pony?
I don't think it matters at this point.
No, there's a big difference between a mini pony and a draft horse.
Well, yes.
A draft horse size hyena is the small elephant.
Well, mini pony, that's pony in the name. It's not horse.
I think it's 15. I think it's 14 hands, 13 hands.
What's that mean?
It means a pony, like 13 and under.
13 what?
Hands.
Whose hands?
It's a measurement for horses.
Okay.
Just a measurement. It's how
not
they measure
mine,
horses.
That's for sure.
So they had a horse-sized hyena, though, so, you know, if it's, I don't know, do you think it is a hyena?
I would say no, because this is a gigantic horse-sized hyena.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
I don't even think the hyena dunce got that big.
Yeah.
Which were not hyenas, but they were hyena-like.
But I wonder if it more, it's like a dogman type thing.
I could see that being the hyena type dogman. That makes a lot of sense to me, but just with the size of it.
Horse size, though, is still pretty dang big.
Some of them are big. Like the one in Michigan, we talked about a little bit in our documentary, where the car almost hit the hyena. They said it was the size, like it was like 6 foot tall at the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, so just you know, it was like a grizzly bear. Or I guess it could have been
grizzly hyena.
A skinwalker and a grizzly bear.
Mixed? Skin. Or in between?
No.
Like, oh, and a skin. I gotcha.
A skinwalker, like, going into a grizzly bear.
Right, yeah.
So they kind of have that. They could have a hyena-ish look them. Especially if they're a little thin.
Yeah.
Like, bears are real big and fluffy, so they kind of have that look to them. But I guess, I don't know. It's weird. The last event happened along the Navajo Reservation line, just south of Wapakoukee.
Ooh.
Wapakoui. A national monument. I had misplanned my deer scouting adventure, and it ended up 3 miles from my truck. Just as it was starting to get pitch black, my phone had died.
Ooh, never a good.
Yeah, Lucas, you're lucky you're not dead.
Yeah.
That's like the start of a horror movie. 2 weeks ago, I seen a hyena-sized, or a wolf-sized, or a horse-sized hyena killing an elk.
Yeah.
Now I'm out here, and my phone's dead, and it's pitch black, and I'm 3 miles off from the truck.
From the reservation.
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm not making it back to the truck.
I mean, let's...
3 miles?
I'll say, unless it's a straight shot.
I'll sit down.
Nice slope downhill.
Yeah, I ain't running from no bear.
Something you can...
My knee's bad. I'm way overweight.
You know what you need? You know what skill you need to learn?
Hmm.
You ever seen the movie Hook? With Robin Williams? Remember the kid, and he says, starts with a B. What do they say? Why am I losing it? I always say this all the time. With the little lost boys, where they shout a word, and then the one kid rolls up into a ball and rolls down the stairs.
Bonsai?
Not Bonsai. That's from, that's Karate Kid. But
anyways,
you need to learn that skill. Roll up in a ball and just roll downhill at people.
Pitch black. Phone died. I felt panicked to get back, and I just found a fresh bear track,
Bangarang,
which are not common in the area at all. We do not have a large food source in the surrounding area aside from deer and rabbits. I was a mile northwest of thick Jupiter Flats in a wide open lava field, and in my rush to get back, I was able to witness 7 lights in a triangular pattern peaked at the dark horizon slightly to the right of the silhouette from O'Hare Peak. As they were coming close to me, I tried to rationalize at them. They were military jets that were in training, with the Baltimore military base being so close, along with the previous training occurring in the close area. But as these lights passed overhead, seemingly close, I heard no noise. And then a short distance straight up, they blinked out, and I concluded that the major event had taken place in my life. They had many minor events also. I just wanted to share and hear your guys' thoughts. Very interested in hearing more details on your show. Yeah. So these are awesome. So I want to go back to this.
Yeah.
I know thick Jupiter Flats.
Oh, really?
It's a high strangeness area.
Okay.
It's one of those weird little areas. And like you said, I think it's with the ancient lava fields.
Okay.
So, you know, Missing 411?
Yeah.
Granite boulders and stuff like that. They're also associated a lot with lava flows.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's the Fay trap with the magnets and stuff like that, with the magnetic materials, the deep earth crystals and stuff like that. Lava flows often are associated with like all kinds of crystal veins.
Makes sense.
So I don't know. He may have been the 7 lights in a triangular pattern. You know, how many times have we had lights in a triangle?
Oh, plenty.
And I just seen a really, really weird video.
7 lights, though, is odd.
I don't know if it is or isn't.
Yeah. It's but it's specific.
Like it's 1, 2, 3. It'd be, so I think 4 along the bottom and then 3 on each side.
Well, that'd be,
or, sorry.
10. So it'd be 3 and 4 if you had a, I don't know. Maybe 2 on each side and 3 along the bottom. Yeah. I don't know. Something. What was it called? Jupiter or what?
The thick Jupiter Flats.
Jupiter Flats. Okay. I just wanted to see where it was located. Like, as far as, you know, what part of the state?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been to Arizona before, but not to like stay, to just drive through. Why can't, it's not really popping up. Oh, there it is, Jupiter Flats. Okay, cool. Ooh, nice. This looks nice here in Jupiter Flats.
It's like full of giant hyenas and UFOs.
Giant boulder outcrops and, yeah.
Bunch of missing dads.
Well, that's not good. Hey, but you're probably not kidding either.
No, I'll never forget with the missing world when that scientist that disappeared.
Yeah.
On the family vacation with his family.
Right, yeah.
Like, just walked around the corner and was, gone. Like, gone.
Yeah.
Not even a corner. He was in the boulder field.
Yeah.
And he was with his family, and they're just like, hey, where's Chuck?
Dad?
No holes. He didn't run, like, he was just
gone.
I don't know if it's the Fae. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or if it's just you slip into their world on accident.
I don't know, too. I think our government probably has, our military, somebody has, like, that portal technology, because you've seen that video of that flight MH370?
I don't think that was the government, or at least our government. Or
whatever it is, whoever's in control of that tech. But
the Malaysian flight?
That disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tony's episode on it?
Yeah.
You had the guy come on that did all the research.
Yeah,
great,
Ashton
killer.
Forbes, yeah.
I think it was like a 4-hour episode or something like that, mm-hmm. But it was well worth it. It was one of those that I didn't realize.
And information still to this day coming out?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. They found out, like, he did all that research to find the lens, the type of lens the photo was taken to prove it was taken on a U.S. government satellite.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, such a hyper, like, so
they knew.
They knew it was happening, but I just don't think they did it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do an episode in a couple weeks that I'm working on.
Okay.
About basically the government, I don't care which government pick, is tracking, catching, and maybe even killing anomalous animals and anomalous things. Very much like we talked about the SCP Foundation, like the, you know, mm-hmm. the creepypasta thing. But we're going to talk about some anomalous animals that still exist that have quote unquote superpowers.
Yeah.
And how their biology is so weird and stuff like that. So what if the government has a monitoring agency? I don't know if they can control it, because
basically be like the Men in Black, kind of like the
ish,
movie.
You know, halfway between Michael's books, you know, they talk about it a lot. You know, yeah. He has the similar idea of just this organization that may be able to kill these entities, but not really control them, or the ones they can't control, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Sanctuary was another really good one kind of about it.
It's like killing things that escape from the Upside Down and Stranger Things.
Very similar. But yeah, so very weird place.
Yeah.
Arizona, the West is weird. The East is weird.
Did Lucas, right?
Lucas. Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, Lucas. Did he share his age during all these?
I didn't see.
Or was it in like a relatively close time span?
I didn't see that either.
I remember you said in the beginning, you had mentioned like
20 years old.
Yeah, there you go. That's how old he was. That's right. You didn't mention.
No, he's 20 years old now.
Oh, he's 20 years old now.
So this all happened when he was presumably kid. A youth.
Yeah. Right, because his dad is like, yeah, overactive imagination.
The kid, yeah, he was a kid. He said he was a kid in that.
Yeah. Yeah, but a strange area. I mean, Arizona, too. You don't.
15 foot off the ground, monkey man.
Yeah, you don't get too much, too many. I mean, like I said earlier, we got some Bigfoot stories from Arizona. They're out there, and they're a specific type, but there's not a whole bunch out there for the desert, you know, creatures. And but there are UFO.
Tons. I mean, you guys definitely have UFO, a lot more UFOs.
In the desert, yeah. So that's interesting. That's kind of the mash of the two.
I don't think they have more. I want to make that clear.
You just think it's more seen because
they have less light pollution.
Yes.
More open skies. I think they see them more often.
Okay.
Not that they're more frequent.
Okay.
I just had this conversation actually with Brian on the radio about Bigfoot.
Oh, Brian Wolf?
Yeah.
Oh.
From Brian Wolf Radio, wolfrockradio.com. There you go, Brian. So I just had this conversation that, you know, Bigfoot sightings are on an uptick.
Yeah.
Over the last decade. Every year we're getting more and more and more.
Yeah.
And he had the idea, and I'm not saying he's wrong, it's just not my opinion, that they're running out of habitat. So they're being forced to be pushed against people more often.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what's happening. I think we are getting rid of the stigma with Bigfoot so more people feel okay to report their sightings. I don't think the number of actual people seeing a Bigfoot has gone up whatsoever. I think they're seen more often than we ever know.
Gotcha.
And I just think that now more people, like, there's Bigfoot festivals, right? Bigfoot's one on 70,000 people. We're putting one on.
How Bigfoot Jamboree.
Bigfoot Jamboree. Come out. Hang out.
October 4th and 5th.
You can see how many jars of moonshine Jessica can drink.
And 2025, sponsored by Flavors of the Forest. Broken Branch Design.
Yes.
Do you like putting garlic on your food? Do you like having pure, freeze-dried 97% and 3% pink Himalayan salt, 97% garlic, I better say that, sprinkled onto your food just to make it a delectable, garlicky, tasty treat when you're just ready to inhale it? Try Flavors of the Forest Bigfoot Breath, or try their spicy variety, spicy Bigfoot Breath.
Use our link below.
Use the link below. Add it to any of your food. If you like garlic, this is the product for you. It takes garlic powder and ramps it up times 10 because it's pure product, pure garlic, no filler, all flavor. Flavors of the Forest. Flavorsoftheforest.com/corn. Get you some.
Check out Broken Branch Design, too.
Check out Broken Branch Design,
too. They're sponsoring the event.
Yeah, you're right. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right. So Monkey Man, what are your thoughts? Sleep paralysis. He called it a sleep paralysis event.
Yeah.
It's, in my opinion, Lucas, it's not. And yeah. You asked for our opinion. You moved. That's already right there, not sleep paralysis.
True. You wait, with the Monkey Man, he called it.
Let me read that. Maybe
I think this is the second. What was.
Oh, he. In which I woke up seeing. No, yeah. I had a sleep paralysis. Was a sleep paralysis event, in quotes. He put it in quotes.
Okay.
In which I awoke to see the monkey.
Gotcha. So maybe, yeah, maybe he had. Was in that sleep paralysis state when he first seen him, and then once he realized he could move and get up and turn lights on, maybe it snapped out of it or something.
But now, still. I told you mine, right?
What's that?
With my monster.
Your what? Sleep paralysis?
Not really sleep paralysis, but a waking nightmare like
okay,
this.
Okay.
And I'm not calling this a waking nightmare.
Yeah.
So I was being chased. I don't ever tell you this.
Maybe, but.
The first year we moved into the town.
Okay.
In Grandma Grapple's house, now my house.
Right.
I was upstairs. It gets so hot. I had the windows open. It was like dead of summer. And I'm getting chased by this awful monster. I just hear sounds in my dream. Running. I wake up in a sweat and a panic and stuff like that. I used to get such bad nightmares.
Yeah.
And I sit up and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I was getting ready to go downstairs and just, you know, have a snack or something, relax. And I hear the noise again. like it's behind me. And I'm so scared I can't move.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm awake. I sat up. And it's two cats outside my window having sex.
Oh, that's scary. The sounds they make.
The sounds.
It sounds like a woman.
Anybody
dying.
That knows anything about cat reproduction, the males, and this is an educational thing, so that's why it's okay for kids. The males have hooks facing backwards on their genitalia to help scrape out competitor semen.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable for the female cat.
No, they sound like they're dying or being tortured. Because they are.
It's an internal organ with hooks rubbing the wrong way, going backwards against it.
Ouch.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, that's something, you know, I woke up and like, okay, I was having a dream and then realized I wasn't. Now, so this definitely, so gets up, turns on the, you know, smiling. The smiling thing is really what I do not like.
Yeah.
And it's in Skinwalker territory.
Yeah.
I know we went the Bigfoot thing. Skinwalkers try to enter your house. When we did our episode, both on Skinwalkers and on the Uinta Basin, which mm-hmm. is in Arizona, but, you know, it's in close. A similar area. They will do this stuff. They look into windows and smile. They, you know, they freak you out to make you as scared as possible.
Screw that.
So, and he's like, it's 15 foot off the window. So what if this is more not a corporeal being, more of a, you know, supernatural entity like a skinwalker or a trickster spirit? Coyote, which is, depending on which which Native American group you're looking into their belief systems in.
Yeah.
Coyote is the trickster spirit, their version of Loki-esque.
Thing. Okay.
And kind of changes shapes and stuff like that. You know, it's very Skinwalker-esque. And depending on who you talk to, some people think that's where the Skinwalkers draw their power from, that.
Coyotes?
That god. Not coyotes. Coyote. It's the name of like a godhead.
Oh, okay. My bad. I was totally misunderstanding that until.
Yeah. Well, like Raven started the sun. Like it's.
Yeah.
Not saying coyotes in general.
Just coyote.
Yeah, coyote. And I don't know a ton about it. I just know that is some, you know. So I wonder if it's something like that. The gibbon face, like, I get the flat face. I'm imagining a bald flat face, like a gorilla or a gibbon, like he said, you know, it's too human-esque, too. Twisted up. The hyena thing chasing an elk. I believe it. It's horrifying. I wouldn't go hunting, and you went hunting again later. That's on you. Lucas, that's on you, baby girl. And then the lights. I don't know what the square lights are.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They're all over the planet, from Antarctica to the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. They've been seen on every continent, including Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're like an organic thing that we don't understand.
Foo Fighters.
Like the Foo Fighters, I don't know. You know, it's taking a mythical thing and explaining them with a mythical thing.
Right.
I don't know what they are. I know they're real. There was a. If I try to remember by when this comes out, which I won't, just so everybody knows, I won't. When this comes out, there was a really, really cool video that just came out about triangle lights.
Okay.
Where there's like tons of them. And they look like the sky until you really start looking like, oh, those three stars are kind of weird. Those three stars are kind of weird. Those three stars are kind of weird. So you realize they're all connected and they're starting to move.
Mm.
And the sky looks like the ocean.
Yeah.
Like the deep sea with bioluminescence.
I wonder why.
Well, I'm not even saying that they were organic, because it's a really hard shape. Like, their shapes don't change a lot. But, like, stochastic fringe heads, they have really weird... I just wanted to say an animal that you would get a kick out of.
Oh, my gosh. What is it again?
Sarcastic fringe heads.
Oh, okay.
They're the fish that have their maxillas double fold, and so they look like little normal little fish, but then their mouth's open and like the predator.
Oh, okay.
Like, super weird. But they have an unnatural shape. What was your question?
What makes them unnatural?
Well, their heads and or their mouths, when they open up, they're like big triangles. They don't look real, right? They look like they have four sets of like jaws.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So when you see it, it's like, okay, that's an animator did that.
Right, yeah.
And you're like,
now I gotta look up what these things look like.
Sarcastic fringe heads.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll do a freaky fun if we have time today for you about sarcastic fringe heads. Because they kiss to fight. But it's not like, it's not a cute kiss. It's like... just teeth and mouth.
Ugh.
You find them?
Oh, yeah.
They're great, aren't they? Sarcastic fringe heads.
Yeah, I mean, they look kind of normal until they open their mouth.
But no, the area, they just look like fish. They just look like fish. The area he's in is just full of just weirdness. The bear track. So what do you think about that? So he found a bear track the night he's seen the UFOs in an area where they're not really supposed to have bears. It's like kind of not, I'm going to assume, like us. You know, like a bear could be in Northwest Ohio.
Well, could it
there's
be,
bears to the north of us. There's bears to the south of us. But
could it be whatever that hyena thing, horse thing he saw?
Yeah, it was a different day.
But right, but it still could have been the track.
Yeah,
no,
it could have been. Yeah, I don't know what the track looked like.
Or like if the Shape of Shadows documentary with Tony Merkel, and they talked about finding those tracks, were kind of started as
they
one.
A canid turn into a horse.
Yeah, exactly.
No, a guy canid turn into a horse.
Yeah, tracks that literally just changed mid-step.
So there you go.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of strangeness. It's, I mean, but it could be, you know, out of place bear. You know, it could be very unlikely, but you can't rule
chasing
it out.
Chasing the elk?
No, the track.
Oh, the track, sure.
Yeah. No, not that, no. I wouldn't imagine that's probably not a bear, or he would have said it was a bear, but the track in general.
So that's before, I know we're going kind of over what we do. Let's just give our opinion on each thing real fast.
Okay.
What do you think the monkey thing was?
With a 15-foot tall window, it's either got to be the Southwest, you know, Bigfoot creature, or it is some kind of a fae, you know, skinwalker, weird.
I'm going skinwalker.
You're going that route? My initial gut reaction was the Southwest Bigfoot phenomena, whatever it is.
The more I think about it, the more I'm like, I don't think this was a physical creature. The way it's smiling, like,
yeah,
creepy,
true.
Like, following him. If the screen was in the window, we don't know.
True.
But that's a whole different, like, obviously, if the screen's still in the window, it's not a Bigfoot.
Right.
But I'm going skinwalker.
It probably is more
skinwalker, trickster.
More paranormal, yeah.
Giant hyena.
Ooh, yeah, this one's weird. This might also be the same, could be the same thing.
I could see that. I
like if it's a trickster,
it trains
skinwalker,
into,
yeah.
I also could see time slips. It could have been a short-faced bear. Actually, I didn't even think about that for just until now. Short-faced bears have hyena-like heads.
Mm.
Like, they have that much shorter, broader snout versus a bear's.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Well, we talked about it. They're out there. Like, the bulldog bears, when we did our giant bears episode, we're out there in Arizona. We talked about them being out there.
True.
So what if there's still a couple hanging out in the mountains?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
So what have you seen a short-faced bear?
Seen something really special.
And I think there's going to be a really big special episode, maybe not about time slips. So that may be that, too.
Okay.
That a short-faced bear walked through a portal.
Yeah.
And then the lights.
Yeah, the lights are weird. I almost want to just say it's either, it could be military, you know, testing stuff out in the desert, but it also could be, you know, something more paranormal. Or what are you saying, organic?
The triangles, I don't think are organic because they're such a hard shape. I'm not saying it's impossible for them to be organic.
Right.
That's, I guess, what I was bringing up the sarcastic French head for, is that there are hard shapes in nature.
Right.
This whole thing about nature doesn't do right angles and all this, it's not true. Nature does. I mean, look at the white spotted pufferfish. They do such amazing, intricate shapes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listen to Freaky Funna Friday, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, not saying it can't be, like, that they're, whether these creatures in the upper atmosphere are humongous, and this triangle of lights is a small part on their, like, a chest area for a breeding display.
Right,
or
yeah.
a communication display.
Yeah.
Sure. And that could may be why it's a hard triangle, is because it's attached, or it's the middle of the body.
Right.
So, it doesn't move very much itself.
So, it's
the
a
whole
fixed
animal
shape around it moving.
It moves.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, really doesn't look like it's changing much.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I could see it being government, too, because the triangles always move slow.
Yeah.
We did the Hudson Valley UFO incident, which had the big triangles in it, which I don't think they were government. I think the government knew what they were. I kind of think that the government may be summoning things here on accident. We talked about that a lot.
I can believe that, yeah.
And they're not really here.
Like on Stranger Things?
That we talked about with our long time ago, the Mothman special.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance these things aren't really here.
Right.
Is that we're getting mirrors or shadow images of them.
Projections?
That they are somewhere else, and they may not even know what's happening to them. The UFOs and stuff like that. Maybe their own culture from another dimension, and whatever tests the governments are doing.
It may be mirroring the shadow realm from below.
Black hole.
Have you ever seen the Arby's guy? Like the Arby's guy gets interviewed?
Let's save this.
All right, sorry.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Lucas, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we didn't give you any answers. Your stories are amazing. Sorry, I misread the big chunk in the middle. But anybody that's missed a story, you should expect that by now. Even if you write perfectly, doesn't matter.
Right.
Ooh, I can't read. What's that laugh for?
Ooh, I can't read.
All right. So thank you, Lucas, very much. We do graciously appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we love your support. I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been Jay Clone, I think 80-something. One.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J-Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.